In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
The audience program continued to follow evening prayer or Vespers, and this week the prayer was the first part of Psalm 135.
Lodate il Signore perché è buono.
In his catechetical reflections, the Holy Father recalled that Psalm 135 is a central part of the Hebrew Passover liturgy. He also reflected with St. Basil the Great, 4th century bishop of Cappadocia and Caesarea, that God has created and ordered the whole world and that God is merciful.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I would like to reflect with you on Psalm 135, the solemn hymn of praise that formed part of the Jewish Passover liturgy. Let us consider the refrain, "For his mercy endures forever." The key word here is mercy. In Hebrew, hesed. It describes God's love for the chosen people with whom he has established a covenant. He is not a cold, distant God, but one who loves his creatures and suffers when they are unfaithful to him, when they reject his merciful fatherly affection.
The Holy Father continued to note that God has left us signs of his love throughout all creation.
The fathers of the Church teach us to recognize in created things the greatness of God and his merciful love towards us. St. Basil, filled with wonder as he reflects upon the mystery of creation, writes that God is beauty greater than any that can be desired, the beginning of all beings, the source of life, the light of understanding, inaccessible wisdom. Such is a God who in the beginning created heaven and earth. Let us praise the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever.
I'm Chris Altieri.